Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Dog Doctor Radio Show. This is Robert Forto, hosting from Alaska, and on the line is our co-host, Michelle. Are you there?
I am. How are you? I'm still here in Denver, Colorado.
How's the weather in Denver this week?
You know, I'm afraid to tell you because I know it's chilly up there.
It is.
It is a beautiful 75 degrees today in Denver.
We're supposed to have some snow starting next week, so we're looking forward up to doing some mushing for sure.
Well, the ski resorts here have reported about 10 inches of snow, which is, as you are aware, not enough to ski on, but they are starting to fire up their snow machines, but they're expecting a nice base this year.
There you go. So on today's show, we're going to do a couple of quick topics. We're going to talk about our renewed growl class at Denver Dog Works, as well as a special favor we're doing for a couple of clients in regards to organ donation and boarding and training their dogs. So, Michelle, if you will, tell us a little bit about our growl class.
Well, our growl class is something that you developed about 5-6 years ago as a way to start dealing with some of the reported problems from the local dog parks here in Colorado. You know, being from Minnesota and me from California, we weren't hearing too much about these dog park aggression issues until we moved here to Denver. And with the growing popularity of dog parks and doggy daycares over the past decade, right here in Colorado, it's really exploded. And due to the fact that there's a lot of misconception about dogs needing to have friends, we were running into a lot of dog attacks, fear aggression, leash aggression, owner-handler mistakes, and so forth. So we developed a growl class. And about 18 months ago to 2 years ago, we stopped doing that growl class because your focus changed to something a little bit more personable with the clientele that you were dealing with. Growl class just was not as effective as it had been in the beginning. And I don't think that's because we cured Denver. I just think that you were seeing problems that had not been addressed early on that needed some more one-on-one situations to handle the behavior modification. And what Kyle and I are noticing now is that we're seeing the same types of things we saw a few years ago, a lot of handler mistakes, a lot of leash aggression, a lot of overreacting on the end of that leash by the handler. And you know, when the dogs growl, they're not necessarily being aggressive, but they're being driven to that aggression because of the way the handler is reacting.
And that's exactly true. And our growl class is a little bit different than most aggression management courses. It is a group class where we have several dogs in a situation together. And in terms of our past classes, that's some of the most dangerous dogs in Denver that are in those classes. And bringing them all together is kind of like bringing out a bunch of drunk people to a bar fight.
Well, I don't know about that analogy. But yeah, I mean, we've had a few close calls in my lifetime group class. And because of my experience with the growl class, I just basically take a minute about every 3 weeks or so, and we call it puppy in the middle. And that's what our lifetime group class has really become. Once about every 3 weeks, we're having to do puppy in the middle. And puppy in the middle is something that I just called out one day. Someone was having a very difficult time handling their dog. Their dog was all over the place, end of the leash, pulling, popping, growling, jumping, biting, snarling, the whole nine yards. And I said, you know what, you and your dog are in the center of the room, you put your dog on a downstand, you don't move. And that seemed to cure her issue for that day. But I don't want to pull somebody out and kick them out of my class. I'm not going to do that. But I will have them pull themselves out of the situation because it had become too much for the dog to handle. And that's what people don't understand. Why is my dog misbehaving? We're having fun. We're working around other people and other dogs. Why aren't they being good like Max and Sophie? Why is Tucker being such a bad dog? Well, maybe because the situation is a little bit more stressful for Tucker and he can't handle that, and you're making the situation even more stressful. So we've been pulling people out and saying puppy in the middle, and sometimes when we aren't having an aggressive issue, we'll do puppy in the middle because I have overexcited, puppies and certain breeds that continue to remain overly excited, so they're in their 3 and 4 year of life. So that's why Kyle and I have decided to reincorporate growl class into the DogWorks Training Center's program.
And that's true. And, with our growl class, one thing I like to mention to everybody is dogs are not exhibiting behaviors that they think are bad. Every behavior that the dog is exhibiting, they feel that it's the right behavior. Dogs don't understand that it's a good behavior or a bad behavior. It's the behaviors that we do not want them to do that we're considering that are bad.
Right, but with those unwanted behaviors, Robert, what I'm noticing in our classes, and this is why it's called puppy in the middle, I'm not necessarily putting the puppy in the timeout. I'm putting the owner in a timeout because their own behavior and their energy, which I'm really into energy training is what I call it, their energy is so negative that the dog has no idea. It's so confused about, okay, well, I sat, but that wasn't good. But when I lunged, I got attention. So they're doing it for attention more than anything. So when I calm everybody down and put the person in the middle, and this is an 800-square-foot training room, and, we're talking about 12 to 15 clients with their dogs, that's not a lot of space. So when you're in the middle, you're only about 6 feet from another person. So go ahead.
We're talking about our growl class on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, and we're going to have a brand new session starting in just a couple of weeks, and you can reach Michelle at 303-578-9881 or through our website at denverdogworks.com. And one thing I do want to mention before we go is this is a very intense class. This is not a class where you come to socialize with the other owner handlers at this class. This is some of the most dangerous dogs in Denver, and if you really want to come just to socialize, this is not the class for you. And what I always say to people when we talk about our growl class is I've been bit by the best and trained the rest, and that's kind of important to think about in terms of our growl class. I know every person that's ever worked for us in Denver in part of our growl class, they will say this is a very intense class. And as a matter of fact, we've even had a couple of trainers walk out on us because of this class.
That's absolutely right. But I need to let people know that this class is not the 8 or 10 session class that you and I used to do. This is not as intensive. I am encouraging people that think that their dog needs this type of class not to call me up and say I'm ready to sign up. I need to evaluate you and your dog. This is something serious. You don't just get to sign up for this class in an open forum. You must qualify for this class. And as a handler, you might not qualify for the class, so therefore I have to ensure that I have a student trainer available to handle your dog for you during this class period. Kyle and I are doing this class in 4-session blocks because upon observation of our current clientele, we felt that most of them could benefit from just 4 classes and be fine. Their dogs aren't in that bad a shape. If we have some intense dogs like you and I used to have, then we will be discussing some other type of group class. But this is a little bit of a modification. I'm really trying to focus on leash aggression and heightened stress types of aggression. We're not talking about, every time I see a dog, I'm going to go off. That's a different type of class. That's something that you and I stopped doing because we had dogs like that. This is a little bit more specialized.
And with this growl class, this really cemented our expertise in Denver, kind of our niche in terms of aggression. And I don't know how many articles were published in the local newspapers and magazines and flyers and things, but this is something that very few training schools do in Denver. And one of the main reasons they don't do it is they just don't have the staff to be able to incorporate a class like this, nor do they have the insurance requirements that are required for a bunch of aggressive dogs to be in the same room together.
Well, if I can be so bold, it's not just that. A lot of the trainers that I've spoken to in the area have asked me to bring back the growl class as well, because they have simply said, we are not dealing with aggressive dogs, period. The big box stores, for instance, refuse to deal with aggressive dogs, period, no matter what the aggression, whether it be toy food aggression or full-on human aggression. They will not deal with it. So we are still one of the only places in this region that will deal with your aggressive dog. And a lot of times the animal control will contact us still to this day and say, hey, can you rehabilitate this dog? He's really sweet, but he has XYZ issues going on. And you know what? Most of the time, yeah, we can deal with that. Our son Tyler, he was 13 at the time. He rehabilitated a severely aggressive dog aggressive Siberian Husky. And that dog is doing wonderful now. Goes on hikes in Deer Creek Canyon and can go off leash in the dog park, and he's perfect. But that took 20 to 30 growl classes with your direction before that dog was able to participate in a class like Canine Good Citizen. But he did it.
There you go. So if you're interested in our growl class, contact Michelle 303-578-9881 and visit our website at denverdogworks.com. I believe there is some information on there about our aggression management. If not, just send us a email right on our contact page on denverdogworks.com, and it will come up right to us, and we'll get you some information. So, Michelle, our next topic.
Can I add one more thing, too? We can discuss this on our Facebook page as well. They can go to our discussions tabs or even on the open wall forum page and ask us questions about growling dogs and their own dogs, and we'd be happy to give you minimal advice without seeing or observing your dogs.
And that's at facebook.com/DenverDogWorks. Okay, so our next topic is something that you guys have been working on, I don't know, almost for at least 6 months to a year now, is you're going to do some board and train programs with a couple of dogs where their owner is going in for an organ donation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I will not name the people's names because I do not have their permission to discuss them on the show today, but a lot of my clients do know who they are when I say their dogs' names. Mr. Bingley came to us about a year ago, about 13 months ago, actually, as a surprise and a gift from a dear friend of the owner's while she was hospitalized after the birth of her twin children. The twins are doing wonderfully, and so is Lisa, but Lisa is in need of a organ transplant. Her donor is bringing me her dogs to train while she is giving the gift of life and will be unable to care for her dogs during this next 3 to 6 week period. And I will be taking care of Gabby and Bryn, along with Mr. Bingley, for just 10 days. Mr. Bingley will be hanging out. He loves seeing me. She can let him out of the car in the parking lot, and as soon as I open the door and he sees me, he comes running in and immediately does his sit-stay and waits for his mom to come in the building. So Bingley and I have a tremendous relationship. I love that big Labradoodle. And when I say big, I do mean big. He is one of the larger Labradoodles I've ever trained. So I will be having a lot of fun with him. But, you know, Robert, you and I are both organ donors. Our son Kyle became an organ donor when he received his driver's permit. And our son Tyler, I know you don't know this yet, but he did receive his driver's permit. Got it in the mail the other day, and he proudly showed me his little red heart. So I was very moved by that. Both of our sons have decided to become organ donors. And that has a lot to do with your influence on our family. And you know, I know it's a touchy subject for people, and there's a lot of reasons that they don't choose to that have to do with religion, but giving the gift of life while you are alive or while you are leaving this world is something that is very moving and very emotional, and it's something that goes on forever.
And if I could just expound on that just a little bit, I have spoken to the donor of this organ through her blog, and her blog is gottagetakidney.wordpress.com, and she and I had talked on there about promoting her blog a little bit through our show and through Facebook and things like that, and I have to say that is that takes a remarkable amount of courage to just give up a kidney to somebody that you don't necessarily know. And I know that everybody can live without a kidney, and it's, you know, it's not as a big deal as a lot of people think, but still, you're giving a part of your body to somebody else so they can succeed in life. And I have to say that that's a tremendous gift to give somebody. And I know in the past you and I have participated in something they do in Denver called the Donor Dash. And the Donor Dash is a remembrance and also a fundraising event for organ donation in the Rocky Mountain region, and we've always had a booth there and given out information and things during that event. And not only is that a great fundraising event, but it's also a celebration of life for all of the people that have gone through this process and have succeeded or unfortunately sometimes have not succeeded in the organ donation process.
Yes, the most moving stories are those of the parents who make that hard decision to donate their young child, and I mean young, I'm talking between birth and the age of 10, they choose to donate their child's organs and tissue for someone else, or actually more than just one person, a handful of people can go on living thanks to the donation of a child's organs and tissue, and it is a very touchy and important subject. But, you know, on that same line, I'd like to re-educate people to a show that we did a long time ago, about the same time we did our Donor Dash show. Your dog can be a donor as well. Your pet can be a donor. You remember
with
that
blood
show?
Yes, blood donation. I know they have a Rocky Mountain blood service for dogs.
Well,
and with that,
the University of California, Davis, is also working on dogs doing kidney donations.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, anyway, we're looking very forward to having the two dogs there with the donor's family's dogs, as well as Mr. Bingley as her, and I'm sure she has given her permission to use her name. Her name is Lisa, to give her dog some reprieve while these guys are going through this procedure. And you can follow their kind of exploits, and they've got a great blog there at gottagetakidney.wordpress.com.
Well, Robert, yeah. I'm on the email. The blog is called Gotta Get a Kidney, GottaGetakidney, but the actual HTTP address says kidneytolive.wordpress.com.
There you go, kidneytolive.wordpress.com, and we'll post that on our Denver Dog Works Facebook page as well as Twitter this afternoon, and make sure everybody can read some of those stories. And I tell you what, those are pretty moving. Michelle, anything else on the organ donation situation at Denver Dog Works?
Well, I have a question. Did you ever ask them if you could put their stories or incorporate them somehow on the Howler News?
They will appear on there through the Twitter feed. So that's, again, something
okay.
New, and you can find out more about that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Denver Dog Works. Michelle, anything else before we close?
No, I hope that everyone has a happy fall afternoon. It is gorgeous out there. Get out there and do something with your dog. And if you're interested in learning more about kidney donation, please let us know on Facebook. We'd be happy to send you any link that you can't find on Google yourself.
So my name is Robert Forto, and on behalf of our co-host Michelle, this is the Dog Doctor Radio Show. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.